Today, right now on VFN TV, we're going to have Jason Upton, an interview with Jason Upton, a musician, just man after God's own heart. You're going to love this time with him. Also, Toby Mac's out with a brand new album, This Is Not a Test, and finding out what's taking place there. And with China, the persecution that's happening there, and so much more.
True repentance is to begin to defend the cause of the fatherless. What do we do?
Another level about to happen.
Not a 100-year storm, but probably a storm that may never have been seen and may never be seen again.
I mean, people are being evacuated for attics, and areas never flooded before.
Or how could that happen in Boston? How could this happen?
We have to watch what the right hand's doing when they're probably we're trying to be distracted by the left hand. There's one thing our president said. He said that the Middle East needs to be organized.
And I consider it part of my responsibility as president of the United States to fight against negative stereotypes of Islam wherever they appear.
I can promise you one more thing. Even if Israel has to stand alone, Israel will stand.
Nearly 450,000 Islamic terrorists cross into the United States of America.
We already know the news. We're trying to change it. The news is if we don't repent, this storm is coming and it's going to bring great devastation. We are going to suffer hugely if we don't turn.
We're being organized according to the Alinsky tactics that were taught by our president for 4 years in practice in his life, but he taught them for 4 years.
Now, Dr. King was saying from the platform of being a Christian, who I believe would be an apostle.
I have a dream. We hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal.
And I'd like to repent on behalf of the law enforcement.
We receive your repentance in the name of Jesus.
That we can turn back to God. We can say, Lord, here we are. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways, it only takes seconds for things to happen that could take decades and generations to get over.
It's going to be a day like no other day. But when all is said and done, God will reclaim Israel and God will pour out his grace and his mercy even upon the United States of America.
God is about to give us mega grace, and the mega grace will produce mega power.
And God spoke to me. He said, not just United States, again, there's going to be another greater movement of God's Spirit.
I mean, I believe the best days, for the churches ahead.
But think about these seven mountains of culture. You could call them the religion mountain, which would be the church mountain, the family mountain, the education mountain, the government mountain, the media mountain, arts and entertainment and business. When we go into these mountains and make disciples, we can change the world. It's time for us to quit this escapism mentality, and it's time for us to read the word and understand we need to build for 1,000 years.
Welcome to VFN TV. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and joining me just a moment is John Ramos. So many things we're going to talk about today. One of them is Jason Upton. Jason Upton happened to be we had an interview with Jason Upton just recently, and he's just a man after God's own heart. He just allows us to kind of listen in on some of the things that he writes in as he worships God. It's a pretty powerful thing, great revelation of the Father, a Father of God. And also, you think about this, I believe that, Azusa Street 2.0 is coming to America, and I believe that the young people are fixing to rise up and be used powerfully by God. And we have an internship at VFN, VFN TV Studios. So if you're interested in it, you can contact us at VFNTV.com. Go to the contact area. If you're interested in doing a six-month internship, being discipled and learning how to operate in media and so many other things, it's a wonderful thing. But with that, young people rose up at Azusa Street 2.0, Azusa Street 1, basically the original Azusa Street, and began to just, in their 16, 17 years old, God was using them for miracles, for leading people to the Lord, three services a day. They reached the whole world, and this is like 1906. This is totally without having any, computers and emailing and that type of thing. It was just the power of God, and I believe that's coming again. And one young man that really encourages me, he's 10 years old, but he's preaching the gospel. As a matter of fact, take a look at this. It's going to bless your heart.
I stand here before you as a 10-year-old child. I stand here before for you as an uprising sixth grade student. But most of all, I stand here before you as a Christian. I stand here before you as a God-fearing young man. A young man who knows that with God all things are possible. A young man who knows that God is not dead, he's very much alive. A young man who knows that prayer changes things. A young man who knows that Jesus saves. A young man who knows that God is the way, the truth, and the light. A young man who loves God with all his heart and soul. I'm standing before you as a young minister who has accepted his calling. I may be 10 years old, but I know. I didn't say I'm not sure. I did not say maybe. I did not say I said I know. I said I know beyond a shadow of a doubt. I know I was created to be a spokesperson for God. In the Webster's Dictionary, the word spokesperson means a person who speaks for others. Well, God is using me to speak to you. I feel blessed to be here this morning to tell my peers not to focus on their age. Not to put off what they can and cannot do for God because of their age. Not to say I would, but I'm not big enough or I'm not old enough. I want you to know that God does not care how old you are. You can be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. He just wants the praise. Let me say that again. God does not care how old you are. He just wants the praise. But he said that is where the people do not praise him. He will cause the rocks to cry out. Isn't it so? The thing for today is, even though I am young, send me. Adults are not the only ones who should praise God. Adults are not the only ones who should love God, respect God, worship God, adore God, obey God, and most of all, accept him as their personal savior for themselves. Everyone has to accept God as their personal savior for themselves. Because your mother can't get you into heaven. Your father can't get you into heaven. Only you can do that. If we study his living word in the book of Samuel, we will read about a young boy who accomplished the impossible. He had all kinds of things fighting against him. Number one, he was young. Number two, he had no experience in fighting battles. Number three, he didn't have time to practice his strategy. Number four, he didn't have a strong weapon. Number five, he had to fight someone 500 times his size. And number six, he had no earthly person who supported him. In other words, no one had his back. At least here on earth. Do you know who I'm talking about? Yes, David. See, if you put the average young person up against all of these obstacles, they would run, they would flee. But not David. He was young and inexperienced, but he wasn't scared because he had a secret weapon. He had the ultimate weapon. He had something that the giant didn't have. He had the Almighty God on his side. You see, God had his back, and that's all he needed. I can see David saying to the people, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can hear him saying, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Oh, my brothers and my sisters, I can hear David saying, God did not give me the spirit of fear, but he gave me the spirit of unspeakable joy, perfect peace, confidence, never fading faith, love, and a sound mind. Can't you see him watching the giant destroy what God had made? Can't you hear God telling? Can't you hear David telling God, God, though I am young, send me. And God did just what David asked him to do. And the results were glorious. I say to you today, if God used David back then, he can use you today if you let him. If you believe you can, you will achieve. Don't look at your battles in shake and terror. Instead, stand tall and let God fight your battles. For the battle is not yours, it's the Lord's.
I just want to tell you, is that not awesome? You think about this. The gospel is powerful no matter what age you are, whether you're 70 or whether you're 7. You know, there is no such thing as a big Holy Spirit and a little Holy Spirit. You know, if you're young and you're thinking, man, I'm waiting till I get to a certain age to be used by God, understand you can be used today. As a matter of fact, you may be able to be used more by God. You think about David as he was talking about. You know, David was a shepherd of a few sheep while you had all this governmental, institutionalized military force and political force and all that, scared to death, hiding behind the rocks. Because Goliath was out there, they were fearful of what ISIS was going to do. I mean, they were fearful of what Goliath was going to do. And so they were scared. They didn't go out to fight him. Nobody wanted to go fight this particular issue. But David rose up and he said, is there not a cause? I mean, you think about that. Is there not a cause? And there's a cause today, but we need young men to rise up, young women to rise up, you to rise up, any age that you are, and say, you know what? There is a cause standing up for God. This is going to be the most exciting days because men and women are going to stand up. I believe Azusa 2.0 is going to happen and the power of God is going to be loosed in a big way. The greatest revival the earth has seen is going to take place. Some of the reports are over 1 billion souls are going to be saved. And these are really exciting days for the church. Now the church, we got to come back to God. We got to come back to being His disciple again. As a matter of fact, if you're not connected or related to a specific church, maybe the VFN Dream Center is for you. You need to get onto Emmaus Road. That's what we call being a disciple with Jesus Christ, where your heart is burning inside of you. You need to get connected to God and connected to a body who's going after God, because we want to be just like this young man and we want to be a part of Azusa 2.0, what God is going to be doing in the earth and in America. Join us with Jason Upton's interview right after this break.
This is VFN-TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
And can you move your arm now? Oh my.
Jesus went around and he healed all. So all means all. It doesn't mean some.
Hey, how you feel?
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Oh, welcome back. Welcome back. Wasn't it not awesome to hear this young man and just, I mean, that was powerful. That was
preach the truth.
I'm flipping his notes over, you know, it's like, hey, my goodness, you know, seeing that. I want to encourage you, if you're a young person or if you're an older person who's been telling young people you need to wait, because I remember one particular, church that was based, their mindset was, you know, we just don't do anything with the kids until they're like 13 years old or something of that nature. It's like, what? I mean, do you know what happens to an intelligent human being by the time they're 13? And so it's exciting to see that. So I want to encourage you, maybe the internship's for you. And you could be 70 and you can be, young.
Seven.
Well, no, you can't be seven in the internship.
Well, you know.
But maybe this young man, could. He's 10. So talk to us, man, about Rags to Riches. I understand the Father's Signature event that took place as Jason Upton was here in town.
Yes, we had the opportunity, VFN TV, to cover this event. And wow, what an amazing program. Rags to Riches Ministry put on the Father's Signature. Linda Mazur headed this whole thing up with a lot of help. And
it was excellent.
Oh, done with excellence. Done with excellence. I mean, really just beautiful. A lot of work, a lot of volunteers, and it was all about understanding the Father's heart. It was an all-day event. They had several workshops, and Trey Myers was sharing a message about the Father's heart later that evening. But They also had Jason Upton there.
He understands the Father.
He understands. He understands.
Oh, my goodness.
Just a wonderful songwriter, worshiper, yeah. lover of God. But I want you to hear Linda's heart as she shares a little bit about what this event was all about. Watch this.
Linda, we're here at the Father's Signature. Tell us what this event is all about and what we're hoping to accomplish today in
yes.
this event.
Yes, thank you. This is the Father's Signature, and it's about restoring identity to purpose through the revelation of the Father. And we're so excited because this is an opportunity for the sons of the kingdom to rise up and shine. And we are so excited to see the Father restoring purpose. He's restoring hearts of the children back to the fathers and the hearts of the fathers back to the children. And this is homes, this is churches, this is our community, this is our state, city, nation, the world. And God loves us so much. And so it's about knowing how loved you are by your Father.
Now, my understanding is that Jason Upton is here as well. Tell me why it was important for you to have Jason part of this event.
Jason Upton is an amazing worship leader, but he is a worshiper. And there is, for me, it's the heart that he has for the Father, that he worships the Father. And it's so powerful because it's impactful. You feel the presence of the Father. You feel the presence of the Lord. And he has an understanding of orphans and of adoption. And again, his heart is restoring identity, and it's restoring the hearts of the fathers back to the children.
Fantastic.
Yeah, when you're seeing somebody who has that heart, you know, for 10 years, you know, for that's exciting, you know, when you see that, you know, for 10 years, we walked out the Malachi mandate.
Yes.
It's been a part of our DNA for quite some time. One is because God is our Father. You know, when you pray, this is how our Lord told us to pray. Our Father who is in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
And understanding God as our Father. And I want to encourage you, too, that, you know, if you haven't yet signed up for the Awakening Healing on the Gulf Coast with Art Thomas and myself and the VFN Dream Team, I'm telling you, you want to be a part of that because it's about when you get connected to God as your Father. And Jesus, you know, as your Lord, the more intimate you get, the more of the fullness of healing and power and signs and, you know, all that begins to happen in our life. But if we don't know him as a Father, and the enemy's working hard to destroy the concept of Father.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm excited about, you know, Jason Upton being in and with them, with the Rags to Riches, putting this on.
Yes.
Like that. It's a powerful thing.
Amazing. Well, we want to share with you a little bit about the interview we had with Jason Upton. But before you do, we understand that you may not know of Jason Upton or his ministry. We want you to watch this video. You'll hear a little bit of him worship and answer some really amazing questions about a little about his life. Who is Jason Upton? Watch this.
I don't know how to say what I'm feeling, and I don't have words to write you a song, but I have this hope and I have this prayer. I am believing that your words are true, and you never leave us alone. Father of the fatherless, come down and rescue. Fathers, You've cried like a son. Well, now every tear saved through the years in memory's bottle becomes the fine wine you serve to the children of God. Father of the fatherless, come down and rescue us. We need you, we need you again. Friend of the friendless, come down and visit us. We need you, we need you again.
It's so good to have you here again.
Being with you.
This song is my favorite off of the album that it's on, but it really has special meaning to you. Tell us about that.
Well, I was adopted in 1974, in March of 1974, and given a home. Yeah. And just recently, as I was writing this song, actually, I was in the process of meeting my biological family.
Wow.
Found out that my biological mother lives in Minneapolis. Given me up for adoption, prayed over me, prayed that I'd be a worshiper, wrote a little letter and a little note. Of course, back then it was closed adoptions.
Yes.
Out of Minneapolis. And as I was actually writing this song, I was introduced to them and my biological father, and found out that my biological mother was listening to worship in a prayer room at Redeeming Love Church of my worship for years. Didn't even know
didn't
it was
know
me.
You were her son.
And
wow.
And that process of adoption, even the process of meeting my biological family, really made me value, what my parents gave me, mm-hmm. and wrapping their arms around me, and my dad playing ball with me and catch with me and spending time with me and bringing me to church. And yeah. It was almost like as we met, all of her dreams for my life, all the things she prayed for me when she put me up for adoption. Everything she prayed for me happened with the parents that God gave me. Yeah, unbelievable.
Wow. I know that you had an encounter with God that has taken you from just singing in churches to really having a passion to reach people with the knowledge that they can know Jesus, walk with them, live with them. How did that happen?
Well, my wife and I, Rachel, she actually didn't grow up in the church so much and had an experience with God later on in life. And then when we met, she was a 3-day eventer and horse rider and such. When we met, she didn't have any understanding of church ways of doing things. And so she actually just encouraged me. We'd be at the house worshiping, I'd be singing songs, and she got me a piano one year in like 1995 and to play in a worship room. And I just started singing songs mm-hmm. in the worship room. She said, for some reason, the stuff that comes out of you when you're just singing your heart and being real is so powerful. Why don't you just sing that?
Instead of performing.
And I thought, well, I grew up in the church. You gotta, it's like you learn to perform sometimes
yes,
in church.
Yes.
For the glory of God, you think,
sometimes
but
people even expect that.
Expect it. Mm-hmm. But Rachel really taught me about just being myself. And so I just started singing my heart and so that's what I keep doing.
I think it's one of the things about your music that's so precious is it leads us into a place of non-performance with God, but just letting us receive his love and understanding what it means for him to be our father. And I think maybe even your own circumstances in life, God has used to put that into your music so that the rest of us
people
can get
ask
there.
Me all the time, they say, why do you talk so much about the Father, adoption, the spirit of adoption, because the revelation of the spirit of adoption is that when Paul used that term, what he meant was that was a legally binding contract, mm-hmm. that he used it specifically to show that there to be a blood child, you could be disowned and disinherited, but to be adopted meant that you could never be disowned and you could never be disinherited.
It's forever.
And so, yeah. So
that's the good
that
news.
Enters
that's so our exciting, you know, wow, to hear that. And when we get back from this break, you're gonna we're going to have our interview with Jason Upton. Kind of wanted to get you a little foundation of who he is. That he is a man, like we all should be, a man and a woman after God's heart. Spirit of adoption, mm-hmm, that everything comes with that. And when you know who you are and whose that's you right are, think about it. That's a powerful thing. Join us after the break. We're going to have an interview with Jason Upton.
This is VFN-TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
With Focus on the Family Minute, I'm John Fuller. I wonder if your husband seems too attached to his mom. Here's Patricia Ashley.
A large amount of our struggle in our relationship was because there was a soul tie between he and his mother. And that thing had to be broken, but it wasn't until we got in the Word that we realized that I was now his wife and his mother was his daddy's wife. Hallelujah!
Well, God tells us to leave our parents and cleave to our spouse, and if we don't, we may find ourselves distracted from what his plan is for our priorities, nurturing the husband-wife relationship. You'll find more time-tested, trusted advice at focusonthefamily.com/marriage.
We'll give a big shout out to all of our television network out there. We're just very thankful for you and encourage everyone to think about supporting local Christian television. And one way you can do that with VFN-TV and the Daily Radio program is visit our sponsors. Visit our sponsors and, you know, shop with them, encourage them, and become a partner, because that's the way we help make it all happen.
That's right.
That's actually right, how it happens. And we're thankful for all those that are standing with us today. And become a sponsor. I mean, think about this. Of all the things that you could be doing as borders are being overpoured by the sea of humanity, as leaders are going to play golf and do fundraisers, as the church is, they're trying to minimize, hide the cross, hide statues of Jesus, pull prayer out of schools, mess marriage, all these different things. I mean, I think it's better. I mean, I enjoy the Bass Pro Shop. I mean, I really do. And, hey, if you want to become a sponsor, you know, you can. But understand this. This is where you need to put your dollar under the eyes of God. This is what the Word of God says. He says, the eyes of the Lord go to and fro, seeking someone whose heart is dependent upon him. And right now, understand 24/7 VFN-TV and the Daily Radio program, we're putting it out there. We are putting it out there. Nobody is putting it out there in the context of what we're doing. And God's speaking. I mean, we're having dreams and visions, and we're actually sharing other prophetic words and dreams and visions. But who's doing that? And we don't apologize for it. Nope. We're thankful for it. We want to know what God has to say. And we'll allow God to interpret that to you. And we even, not only that, we even make it available to you continually by going to VFNTV.com. If you saw a program or missed a program, or you want to share a program, or you want to go deeper into a program, it's all right there. It doesn't go away. It's right there on VFNTV.com. And when you go there, you'll actually see sponsors that are standing with us. Visit them. Click on those banners. Say thank you. Send them an email. Or become one today.
Welcome back to VFNTV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
John, when you think about it, you know, think about, you know, all those that stand with us, you know, through a partnership,
yes,
on a monthly basis. You know, we can't do this without them, and our sponsors who stand with us. Mm. I mean, it's an amazing. I mean, you can have the best fried chicken, you know, probably on the Gulf Coast.
Oh yeah,
you
know, no doubt.
With Po' Folks.
Yes.
You know, out there off of 9th Avenue, you can get a manicure, pedicure, hair cure, everything cure at Penton's. You can have all the fun you want at Sam's Fun City. You can go out and get all the natural treatments, right?
Yeah.
Old time remedy with all these specific treatments to be able to pull, you know, minerals out of your body.
Over 200 bulk herbs.
Yes, yes. On 9 Mile Road, and just there's just so many sponsors, you know, hearing in regards to just being able to get your
hearing aids
for you. You know, you have Dean out there with Ears to Hear with several locations, you know, in several different, you know, Pensacola,
Gulf Breeze.
Yes.
Jay.
But think about this. We're coming to you because of businesses like these who stand up and say, we want to be a part of being the light. Mm-hmm. I mean, think about that.
Yeah.
And so, you know, if you need to buy something from a particular business, look at VFNTV.com. Look at the sponsors that are there, because we're partnering together as a community, working together to be able to shine the light for God. It's a community thing. This is not a business model. This is a kingdom model. Yes. We're all moving together. And why not? If you're going to buy a hearing aid, buy it at Ears to Hear.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
And
absolutely.
We have a lot of wonderful sponsors, and we thank God for them and our monthly partners who partner with us, because in that, on a monthly basis, partnering, any dollar amount at all, actually, that you have access to all these teachings. Just as saying thank you to you, you know, we have so many teachings on being the light and prophetic revelation on how to be a disciple, and just, I mean, you name it. It's just so many foundational teachings that are there that we just say here, you know, just for being one of the partners who stand with us. And we're just grateful for our partners. This interview now with Rags to Riches Ministries,
yes. Father's Signature event, mm-hmm. we had the opportunity to get an interview with Jason Upton and just sit back and talk. And we really enjoyed our time together. We could have even went longer, but out of courtesy for Jason, he was so friendly and so willing to share so much. We said, all right, Jason, that's enough. Now, I want you to watch and be blessed.
Hey, Jason, we're excited to have you here in Pensacola once again. I know you've been here before. Talk to us about the Father's Signature and why this is important. You get invitations to go many places. Why was it important for you to come to this event here today?
Well, in particular, when anybody asks me to come and share a particular on the heart of the Father, understanding, you know, that Jesus comes to show us what God looks like.
Yeah.
And so it's, whenever I get an opportunity to share on that, it's an easy...
That's an easy thing?
Yeah. Yeah, it's easy to know, oh, this is a place I belong, you know?
I'm glad to have you. I wanted to ask you to share a little bit about the Father's heart and some of the things that the Lord has shown you. I know in your music, a lot of times you're expressive of the Father's heart and how we're to relate to Him. Talk to us just a little bit about that and why that's important.
Yeah, well, I mean, Jesus shows us the Father's heart. And so the life that Jesus lives, He doesn't just live, in particular, like, just starting with Jesus shows us how to be human, and to be fully human is to be connected with earth and connected with the Father's heart at the same time. The desires of the Father, the longings of the Father, to have both of those going on at the same time is what it means to be fully human. It isn't fully human just to be connected to this world, and it isn't fully human to just be connected to the spiritual realm. It's fully human to know the Father and to know that He knows our name, and to be connected that way, and then to be connected with humanity. Yeah. Jesus shows us how to do that. So that's first, is that this relationship that Jesus has with His Father is a relationship He longs for all of humanity to have with the Father.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
I love how the Lord uses you in the gifting of worship and music. I feel like many times through your songs and the different times I've seen you lead worship, that it's almost an invitation for us to join you in that worship to the Father.
Yeah.
Talk to us, how important is it as a worship leader? Tell you, there's many worship leaders, and I believe there's a powerful move of God on the horizon, and we're going to need many of them. Mm-hmm. But what's the heart of the worship leader as opposed to performance? And can you speak to that a little bit?
I mean, entertainment is to detain people from entry. So what I'm always doing is trying to invite people.
Yeah.
And you're not inviting people to do more. You're inviting people to put themselves in a place of receiving you know, what the Father's giving in the moment. And so that's the whole point of everything I do with worship, is inviting people into the presence, the real presence of God. Not just His presence, like His presence, but His, how present He is to us in our in every moment of our lives.
Yeah.
And so, you know, what happens a lot of times when we call things revival or moves or these things that happen, is when both are present at the same time. Hmm. When you have God present and we're present and we're interacting with one another, this is a powerful, you know,
dynamic.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Talk to us about, you know, we have access and there's churches and connections and that watch our program. What type of wisdom would you share with future worship leaders that wanting to begin to move in worship? And I know there's many things that you can say, but what do you think is like fundamental? If you could say one thing to an up and coming person that feels like, you know, God's called me to worship. What's your heart of wisdom for them?
If I had one thing to say, I would say that expression puts a cap on worship. So when we make worship just the expression, well, you're capping it. And every once in a while, somebody will come through and break through that rooftop we've put on it, right?
Yeah.
But when we make the activity of worship, like really, Jesus didn't say much about singing to Him, but He said a lot about following Him. So when we make the activity of following Jesus, if that's the goal of worship, well, that's going to transform worship. And it's those fingers go forever, so you can't, you know, when you put a cap on expression, when you make it about expression, you know, you put a cap on it.
Yeah.
There's an end to it. When you make activity focus of worship, there's no end to the expression. It just keeps going and going.
That's beautiful.
But if I had one thing to say to worship leaders, it would be, don't make the expression the end goal, because the expressions are going to change. They change every 10 years. And what happens is you end up telling people something that's not true, and that's that this expression is worship. That is never worship. This is worship. Sometimes the expression leads to activity. Jesus said a lot about following Him. He didn't say a lot about singing to Him. So forms and ways in which we sing to God are not nearly as important to God as the activity. And when the activity of worship is happening, the expression is endless. We can recite poems, we can recite scripture, there's so many ways that we can worship God when the activity is present.
That's beautiful. I know that you're a songwriter, and I know that you seek the Lord. Talk to us about that process. How does the Lord give you worship songs? Where does that come from?
Yeah, I mean, I do a lot of study. I spend a lot of time with, you know, reading writers and reading the scriptures and a lot of practicing of what I read, not only theology, history, things like that, but poets. And then off, you know, also obviously the words of Jesus and trying to practition that. So, you know, when I write music, it often comes out of just a life lived trying to follow Jesus. And I write poems out of that, and then it ends up being music. In hearing the voice of God, it generally starts with, you know, the idea of let there be light is, I often will get an unction or a sense of something before I have language for it. Does that make sense? Yeah. So a lot of what I write on is Jesus. See, people say Jesus speaks to you. Yeah, He speaks to me, but He very rarely uses words.
Yeah.
In fact, I don't ever know if He ever has used words, but He's still speaking. Some say, does He speak in English? No, He never speaks in English. What happens is He begins to speak at 5:30 in the morning or 5 o'clock in the afternoon, and it may take me 6 hours or 10 days or 30 days or 40 days to put words to everything that He's saying.
Yeah.
C.S. Lewis said it in the, you know, Voyage of the Downtrodden. He says, and Aslan said, but I'm not sure he spoke. Same kind of concept. And so what happens is, let there be light is, let there be illumination and let there be understanding of everything that God is doing and everything that God is saying.
Wow, that's good.
So often the way he speaks to me isn't, hey, Jason, this is what I want you to do. It's more, I have a sense and I know in my spirit what's being said, even in the instant moment that he's speaking to me, but I don't have language for it. I haven't figured out how to. And so writing poetry is the way in which I sort of put language to what it is that I'm hearing.
Wow, it's beautiful. What's one thing, out of probably many, that the Lord is sharing with you now, but what do you think, what is God saying for this hour to you, for the church, and maybe even for the world? What's on the Father's heart?
Jesus. I've always sensed this, but I feel like, you know, Jesus is on the Father's heart. You know, when Jesus was on the, you know, Mount of Transfiguration with the disciples, for instance, I mean, I don't necessarily know that there's anyone that's more famous than Jesus is. But Jesus, when he was on the Mount of Transfiguration with the disciples, when God spoke to those disciples, he didn't say, this is my beloved son, go make him famous. He said, this is my beloved son, listen to him. And I feel like on the Father's heart right now for the church is, will you trust the way of Jesus? Is the way of Jesus the way that leads to real life? Or have we taken on the Peter's way? Or Judas' way? Or Herod's way? Or there's the way of Jesus, and then there's many other ways. And that's the next season of time, I think, is a time where the church gets to either decide. We're going to choose to follow the Jesus way, or we're going to follow another way that may work in the temporary very well. But I think in the end, we're going to finally come to terms with his way is the way that leads to life and peace and resurrection, joy, and the fulfillment of making all things new and his kingdom come.
Amen, amen.
Yeah.
So, any current projects that you're working on at the
moment?
Yeah,
I'm working on a couple projects. I'm working on A Table Full of Strangers, which is songs in following Jesus. So I have volume one coming out next month. So I'm really excited about that.
Where can we get that at?
Probably through the website, on iTunes, you know, various places.
And the website is?
JasonUpton.com.
Okay, great. Yeah. And we can follow you on Facebook.
Absolutely.
And all the different
Facebook,
social media.
Twitter, yeah, all this, Instagram, Twitter, everything. Yeah.
You've been a good enough father. I don't want to be a good enough father.
Let's go, let's go!
Don't quit! Don't quit!
And you are mighty and you are merciful. Praise you, Jesus.
Guide me to who you want me to help. Raise up more that will call upon your name. Raise up those that love you and seek you and trust you. Lord, we need an army of believers and will stand on your word above all else. Raise up warriors, Lord, who will fight on their knees. Who will worship you with their whole hearts, Lord. Lord, call us to battle. That we may proclaim you King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I pray these things with all my heart. Raise them up, Lord, raise them up.
Conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
I command blind eyes. See.
the sense that it's alleviating suffering throughout the world, but more importantly, it is awakening people that if God is capable of working miraculously in this physical body, how much more capable is he of working miraculously to my spirit and saving me for eternity?
The doctor said that you had a torn rotator cuff. So show me what you couldn't do 5 minutes ago. And can you move your arm now?
Oh my.
Jesus went around and he healed all. So all means all. It doesn't mean some. It doesn't mean, no, only a couple. He said all.
Pain go now. Okay, now move around. Tell me how you feel. Muscle, tendons, ligaments, and bones be reattached now in Jesus' name.
Amen. Now move it around.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
When you think about, you know, Jason's heart, you know, we've always been connected to, we're connected to the Father.
Yeah,
obviously.
There you go.
I remember Pat and I were in Washington, probably Maryland, and this particular man that we were with, I was awake and Pat was sleeping, I think.
Oh.
And this guy was
looking, he sleeping good?
He was looking at us. No, he was smacking. He was eating pizza. And this guy was looking at Pat and myself, and he was whispering. But this passionate word he was saying was, it's the Father's heart.
Mm.
And over again, he said, it's the Father's heart. And we're like, why are you whispering? Because he was held captive there. And so... it is totally 100% about God as your Father.
Hmm.
And Jesus is the first son of many sons. God wanted family, so he sowed a son. Hmm. He gave his son for us. And so it's, you know, all of creation, John, all of creation, everything that you see, the stars, the earth, the water, the sea, animals and everything, it eagerly anticipates us getting this. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It says it eagerly anticipates the revealing of the sons of God.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, everything the adversary does is try to prevent that, including expression, as Jason put it.
Isn't that awesome?
Yeah, expression, you know, if you try to keep it, it caps, you know, worship.
Right. This is not about a style or a song, but it's about living a life of worship. And oftentimes we sing these songs that are so, you know, real and transparent and so personal to the Lord.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's easier to sing a life of worship than to sing a song of worship rather than to live a life of worship. And God is interested in us living a life of worship.
I love his purity and his honesty, because the truth is the Word of God never said, sing a song to me. It's living a life of worship. But how many people just made it about
a song?
I think George Barna wrote in his book about statistical reality of the church that almost like 82% of the church feels like worship is about them.
Mm.
I mean, that's why the entertainment kind of concept, and you got to really fight that, you know, in leadership, not feeding to that, because just because somebody applauds doesn't mean Stairway to Heaven was actually a stairway to heaven, you know. I mean, music, you know. Anyway, so he also said, I like what he said in the interview, was that entertainment, it detains people from entering in to the presence of God.
Yeah.
And think about how much people's mobile devices, their computers, their television, their theater, media. And then you're thinking, like, the whole church seems detained right now from entering into the presence of God. They're going like, oh, no, I'm going to watch TV or something, you know. And
I don't have time to pray.
It is just wild. And speaking of that, I don't know if we have time for this, but, you know, Toby Mac has come out with a new album. It's called This Is Not a Test. And one of those particular songs, he's like, you said you want to do something, but you're talking about the couch. As a matter of fact, listen right now. It's a new album out by Toby Mac. It's Not a Test.
I was coming off the record Eye on It.
which leaned into some electronic things. It wasn't an EDM record by any means, but it leaned into electronic. It leaned into dance music. Still a lot of live elements, but man, I was coming off that and I really wanted to get into soul music. This record, This Is Not a Test, is still that big old pot of musical gumbo that I try to create. I want soul, funk, hip hop, pop, mix it all together. Some call it schizophrenic pop. I don't know what to call it. But I love it. I love mixing things together. But this record, I wanted to dip a little more into soul. I wanted to get live horns, so there are live horns on 6 or 7 songs. And those were the funnest sessions of all, sitting there watching these live players play horns that just made it feel great. So leaning into that a little bit. But yeah, I got to work with people that I love to work with. Chris Stevens, who's made pretty much all my solo records with me. David Garcia, who was very active on Eye On It. I got to write songs with those guys. I had guests. I love to have different artists guests on my record. So I have a new girl I'm introducing to you guys named Holland. I have Capital Kings. I have Ryan Stevenson. I got to get Michael and Kevin on a song. So it was sort of a mini DC Talk reunion. But man, This Is Not a Test. They're songs about life. They're songs about trying to pursue faith in God and stay faithful in that pursuit in a crazy world. And all the things that come with that. Relationships that are beautiful. Relationships that are struggling. Trying to love people well that are hard to love. And then accepting love from others when you need it. And at the end of the day, just gleaning all that from the Word of God. Recognizing who He is in this process. And recognizing our need for Him, trying to do things that are beyond us, recognizing our weakness, and recognizing His strength. This is not a test. The song is about, we don't get a practice run at life. This is it. So let's live it well. Let's do everything we can for God's kingdom.
Powerful. Make sure you get it today. This is not a test. I want to pray for you right now. I want to pray for me, pray for all of us, you know, that the Father's heart, you know, we want the Father's heart. Father God, we just come to you in the name of Jesus. You know, we just pray that your will be done here on earth as it is in heaven. Lord, forgive us for a spirit of entertainment that's come over the church, Lord God, that's been detaining us from entering in, Father God. Lord, we want to hear what you're saying to the church. We want to hear what Jesus is saying. You said, listen to my son. He's my son whom I'm well pleased, and listen to him. Jesus, we want to hear what you have to say and follow you. Dear Father, we ask you, Lord, end abortion in America. Send revival. Send a third great awakening, we pray. In Jesus' name, God bless.
We want to give special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information. Phone numbers, web addresses, emails, call them today.
You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget you can catch us at VFNTV.com on your mobile applications. You can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless.
Wow, at VFN Radio, we are looking for greater ways for you to be able to connect anywhere you go. We know that you can listen to VFN Radio on the go through the app, but now we also have the podcast. It's a great way for you to be able to automatically get all the segments totally downloaded to your digital device, no matter where you're at. You can go to VFNTV.com and click podcast, and you'll configure it and set it up so that no matter where you're at, you automatically have all of the highlights automatically downloaded on your digital device. VFNTV.com, click podcasts.